Our next person is someone you may not, certainly will not know as well as Suman, but let me ask by show of voice, how many of you are familiar with Be My Eyes? Okay, okay. Well, you know, they launched in January of 2015, and in January 2018, Be My Eyes received our highest Bulletin Award. It was in October 2018 that our next speaker started as at the company as an investor and board member. So I tend to think that it was the Bulletin Award that really encouraged him to get involved with Be My Eyes. In December 2022, he became the new CEO, chairman for Be My Eyes, and he has been working diligently to get to know the community and to bring his extensive business and technical experience to leverage new opportunities for us and the Be My Eyes platform. I met him in March at the CSUN conference, and I was immediately impressed with how down to earth he is, but also how passionate he is about using the power of technology and putting it in the hands of blind people to do what blind people wanted to do. So yeah, absolutely. So I appreciate that he's come to this convention and he's working to stay rooted in the wisdom of blind people. I'd like to welcome to this podium for the first time, Mike Buckley.
What's up, NFB? My name is Mike Buckley. I am chairman and CEO of Be My Eyes. It is an honor to be here. I thank you, and I thank President Riccobono for the opportunity. In addition to being chairman and CEO, now that we know from Mark's personal AI, he's a guitar player, I can share with you that I am a guitarist and vocalist for an 80s cover band called The Love Handles. And I am hopeful that we can play next year's convention. Mark, that's a plug. I also want to say the vice chairman of Be My Eyes, Mr. Brian Bashan, could not be here with us today. Thank you for clapping. Those of you who know Brian know that he is a remarkable human being, was former head of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind. He misses you and he wishes he could be here. I miss him. He is my friend, and he has also been my professor to help me learn as much as I can about this community and our issues. I love Brian. You know, I've given speeches in front of thousands of people before, but a couple of days ago, I realized I've never been as nervous as I am today. And I was trying to think about why that is. And the first reason is, my mom taught me that you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. And I think it's really important that I listen and ask questions and learn, so it's a little odd to be up here in any way opining to you, but I am here and I want to listen and learn at all times, so please know that. But that's one of the reasons I'm nervous. The second reason I'm nervous, my wife said to me two nights ago, I know exactly why you're nervous, Mike. And I said, tell me. She's like, well, everyone likes Be My Eyes, and you better not screw it up. You have to appreciate your spouse as the most honest person in your life. So, look, I know you know Be My Eyes. We have more than 500,000 blind and low vision people on our platform. We have an astonishing 6.7 million volunteers who are available to assist. 150 countries, 180 languages, and you know what? The volunteers love your calls. In every survey we do, they say it's the best moment of their day. The other thing we've learned is more than 90% of our calls are successful, so the product works. And what I think about this, the way I think about Be My Eyes is, It's a beautiful merger of technology and human kindness. And that's one of the reasons I love it. Our values are about choice. Our values are about empowerment. Our values are about openness. And of course, one of our big values is our products and services will and will always be free. Now, when I think about the future of our products, and I think about our responsibility to this community, I think of three words: safety, efficacy, and choice. Now, I'm going to talk more about each of these later, but they're really important. They're important to me, they're important to Be My Eyes, they're important to our community. Now, I know President Riccobono asked this, but I'm going to ask it one more time. How many of you have used Be My Eyes? Say aye. Well, those eyes sounded just a little bit like AI, and as many of you know, we recently partnered with OpenAI to deploy what's called a text-to-image model that promises to help our community interpret the world around them. We call this currently virtual volunteer, and how it works is by allowing you to take a picture, which the technology then describes in fantastic detail. Now, why did we do this? Why did we introduce a machine and introduce technology to answer questions like this? And it's because of you. There are two big reasons you have told us why sometimes you're hesitant to use Be My Eyes. The first reason is, sometimes we just don't want to talk to a stranger. I talked to a woman the other day who said, you know, Mike, I don't always want to call a volunteer because maybe my kitchen's messy, right? And so we wanted to be responsive to people in our community who maybe were wary of calling a stranger. The second reason people don't make calls is they don't want to bother a volunteer. They think that, the volunteer might be needed more by someone else. Now, I remind you again how much these volunteers love the calls, so please call. But working with artificial intelligence and trying to put an assistance tool into our hands was directly responsive to the surveys and needs of our community, and that's why we're moving forward to this. Now, media, podcasters, Mark, a ton of people have asked me what the experience is like, and I'm very, very wary of the artificial intelligence hype cycle. I'm very, very wary of technology companies over-promising and under-delivering. I am very, very wary of technology companies saying, oh, I'm gonna build this for you, rather than with you, right? And so my words don't mean as much as the words of the blind and low vision beta testers who are using this product, and I'm gonna read a few for you because their words have more meaning than my own. It's so exciting, it feels like 1976 and the NFB's first reading machine. This is far superior to any tool in the market that it's tough to describe. I'd feel an incredible loss if I no longer had access to this technology. This is life-changing. Again, these aren't my words. These are the words of the community. But why don't we do a quick demo for you right now? So what I'm going to do first is, pardon me. What I'm going to do first is take a picture of this room. No, not me. Are you smiling?
Virtual volunteer. The picture shows a large conference room or hall. The room has a high ceiling with rectangular light fixtures. The floor has a patterned carpet with a mix of blue, beige, and brown colors. There are rows of chairs with golden upholstery set up for an audience. Some of the chairs are empty while others are occupied by people. The audience is a mix of men and women. Most of them appear to be middle-aged or older. They are dressed in casual or business casual attire. On the left side of the picture, there is a small group of people standing and talking. In the center, there is a wide aisle leading to the back of the room. On the right side, there are banners hanging on the wall with symbols, but it's not clear what they represent from this angle. The room has a modern design with dark wood panels on the walls and the ceiling. The atmosphere seems to be relaxed and people are engaged in conversations or waiting for an event to start.
Pretty cool, right? Let's do one more. Mark, would you stand up for us? Okay. Thank you.
Virtual volunteer. This is a new picture taken from a different angle in the same conference room or hall as the previous picture. In the foreground, there is a man wearing a blue suit with a white shirt and a patterned tie. His face is blurred out for privacy. He has a name tag pinned to his suit, but the text is not clearly visible. He is standing near a podium with a microphone, which suggests he might be a speaker or presenter at the event. In the background, you can see...
So you see, this is a pretty cool piece of technology. We have seen our beta testers use this in airports, in hotels, on subway maps, on weather maps, on reading electronic schematics in academic papers, helping orient photos, selling things on eBay, describing colors and patterns, describing comics, figuring out just what the vegetarian options for on a menu. I have never been more excited about a piece of technology in my life. So the first piece of news today is that we're renaming this tool. We're not going to call it Virtual Volunteer anymore because our blind and low vision beta testers asked us to change the name. They didn't think Virtual Volunteer was apt or appropriate. And as of today, this tool will be called Be My AI. Now, I want to report on what the beta testers discovered. But before I do that, I have to tell you something. Artificial intelligence is not perfect. Artificial intelligence is powerful and awesome and sometimes scary. Suman's product is really cool, but AI Mark Riccobono freaked me out a little. It told my colleague, our app, told my colleague Brian Bashan that his cane had a red tip. It does not. AI does something called hallucinations, which is really a term they use in the academic literature, where sometimes the AI not only gets something wrong, but occasionally it makes something up out of thin air. So you can get an incorrect answer, and there are times when the AI is confident in its inaccuracy. There are other problems and issues. The picture that I took of Mark, the AI system blurred out his face. How are we going to go on social media with it then? What if I want it to look at my holiday cards and explain the pictures of my grandkids or my aunts and uncles? There are very real questions we have to answer together as a community, and we're probably going to have to lobby some regulators to make sure that the power of these tools in our hands works for us the same way it works for anyone else who's cited. This is exactly why Be My Eyes is being cautious and deliberate about rolling out this technology more widely, but it's coming. We expect to get this in your hands later this year. And we're working with OpenAI to do so. Now, over the years, you've heard a lot from tech companies, this and that, but it's not about us on this, it's about you. And I'm here to tell you that the blind people that are in this beta test are shaping this technology to bend it to your needs. A fundamental design principle of Be My Eyes is with, not for. And so we've been developing this with the community hand in hand. From our founder, Hans, to our vice chairman, Brian, to the nearly 200 blind and low vision beta testers, I want to thank a couple of people in particular. Ryan Strunk, Chancey Fleet, Gary Wonder, Hobie Wedler, Ty Tomasi, Everett Bacon, Anil Lewis, Mark Moorer, and a man behind me over here, Mr. Jonathan Mosen. And a guy named Mark Riccobono. Thank you for your passion, your intellect, your direction, your frankness, and for occasionally kicking our ass a little bit to help shape this technology. Thus far, this group has conducted more than 7,000 AI sessions, more than 5,000 chats with the AI. There are 100 new tests performed every day, and we have one of the most robust conversation and feedback groups I've ever been involved in. It started out with WhatsApp with over 1,000 messages, and now we've moved it to a multi-channel Slack group. And every day there are dozens of messages talking about how to improve the UI, talking about how to make the technology better, talking about bugs and things that aren't working well. It's the most exciting project I've ever been involved in, and it's functionally being directed by blind and low vision people around the world. We also engage in wonderful, complicated, messy discussions about privacy, about facial recognition, about ethics, about where this works and where it doesn't work. But it just underscores the fact that safety is our most important value and efficacy is mandatory. And we are going to work with OpenAI to improve the accuracy of information at all times. But we're going to make sure that we put this in your hands so that you have the choice for how, if, and when to use it. We will also absolutely maintain our network of volunteers. Why? Do you know what I think the secret ingredient of AI is in the near and intermediate future? Humans. People. Suman just said this when he talked. This is an extension, not a replacement. And there are times when we're going to need to verify results, double-check results, and always make sure we have the option of a human in the loop. So when we put this tool in your hands, you will always have the option to call a volunteer to either double-check the results, or if the AI fails to answer your question, to get an answer in the first place. That's our pledge and that's our commitment. I'm also excited that we're going to launch a new product that we're announcing for the first time today. And the product is called Be My Eyes Groups. And how I want you to think about Be My Eyes Groups is you will have the power to set up a network, closed network, of 15 to 20 of your most trusted family and friends who could be the recipient of your first call. So you'll have the power to set up a circle of trust in case you don't want to call the volunteer because your kitchen's messy, right? In case you have something that's more high stakes that you want to ask about. So a trusted circle will be another choice that we're offering to community through Be My Eyes Groups, and it's another extension of our principles of safety and efficacy and another extension of choice for our community. By the way, what do you think we're going to charge for it? Ding, 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 you won. So I'm going to wrap up, but here's where I think all of this ends for us. Suman's demonstration was this wonderful window into the power of AI to assist us in multiple facets of our lives. And I think where this ends, I hope where this ends, is that this community has an affordable, accessible, brilliant wearable that is your personal digital and visual assistant, that you can choose to use when you want, how you want, why you want, whenever you want. I want it to go there. And we're committed to building to that future. I also want to do two things. I want to thank a couple people and I want to ask a favor. The first is I do want to thank our corporate customers. The reason why is they pay the bills. They help us keep this service free. Microsoft, Google, Sony, OpenAI, P&G, Spotify, Barilla, AARP, and so many others, they help us fulfill our mission and work with you every day on our products and services. So thank you to them. And by the way, thank you also to the NFB for everything that you do for us. Lastly, I'm asking you for something. Call us. Yell at me on email. Mike@bemyeyes.com. Tell us what you need. Tell us how it's going. Help us get more people in the community onto this application. There are so many people, particularly in developing nations, who don't have access to the tools that they need. And we think that we have so much work to do expanding the availability of this across the community of more than 250 million people who are blind and low vision. And we won't stop till we get to all of them. I want your feedback. I want your ideas. I want your criticism. I'd love your love if we deserve it. And I want to say thank you. I have learned more. Thank you. I've learned more in the last 7 months of this job than at any point in my life, and I will forever be grateful. Thank you very much.
Right. I know that as we get more blind people using this technology, there will be more to learn, and I encourage all of us to stay highly engaged in shaping where the artificial intelligence goes. If we are not in it from the beginning, we know what will happen. So that's the theme this morning.